Laudato Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Sunday, June the 16th, Pope Francis decries continuing massacres in the Democratic Republic of Congo and appeals to authorities to protect civilians. Israel announces a daily pause in fighting to allow aid into Gaza. And world leaders join Ukraine for a summit aimed at creating a process that could end the war. In the Vatican, I'm Linda Bordoni. Speaking after the Angelus prayer on Sunday, Pope Francis raised an appeal for the safeguard of civilians in eastern DRC, where numerous attacks have taken place in the past weeks.
Continuiamo a giungere notizie dolorose.
Painful news of clashes and massacres continue to arrive from the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo, he said. I appeal to the national authorities and to the international community.
Rivolgo il mio appello alle autorità nazionali e alle comunità internazionali
to do everything possible to stop the violence and safeguard the lives of civilians, the Pope said. And he noted that among the victims, many are Christians.
Molti sono cristiani uccisi in odium fidei.
Describing them as martyrs, the Holy Father went on to say, their sacrifice is a seed that germinates and bears fruit, teaching us to bear witness to the gospel with courage and consistency. The Pope's appeal comes in the wake of various reports by news agencies and local authorities who say that between 42 and 80 people were killed in a series of attacks on villages in Beni territory, allegedly perpetrated by allied democratic forces, rebels. The attacks between the 4th and the 7th of May came after a series of other such killings in the past 2 weeks, during which the assailants also stole motorcycles and set fire to houses during their incursions. Africa News Agency said the populations of the villages attacked by the rebels fled their homes to take refuge in Kiatsaba, in the western part of the city of Beni, and in Mabalako, where the General Reference Hospital is reportedly overwhelmed with patients, including the injured. Since the 3rd of May, the Civil Society of Beni Territory reports that 123 civilians have been killed in various attacks attributed to ADF rebels in villages in the eastern region. The ADF, which is now based in eastern Congo, has pledged allegiance to the Islamic State and mounts frequent attacks, further destabilizing a region where many militant groups are active. This particular rebel group started as a Ugandan insurgency and has operated from eastern Congo for nearly 3 decades. AFP News Agency said the latest attack brings the death toll due to ADF attacks in the DRC this month to 150. Separately, DRC authorities are also battling the Rwanda-linked M23 rebels. They too mostly operate in the eastern region of the country. And Pope Francis did not neglect to ask those following the Angelus prayer to continue to pray for other violence-stricken peoples. Let us not cease to pray for peace in Ukraine, the Holy Land, Sudan, Myanmar, and wherever people suffer from war.
E dovunque si soffre per la guerra.
As the number of Palestinians killed by Israeli strikes in Gaza since the 7th of October nears 37,500, tens of thousands more are deprived from food and healthcare. Emphasizing that there is no ceasefire and that combat will continue in the southern city of Rafah, Israel has announced a daily tactical pause in military operations in parts of southern Gaza. Nathan Morley reports.
The Israeli Defense Forces said the pause would take place between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m. along the highway that leads from Karim Shalom Crossing to the Salah al-Din Road. Aid agencies have again and again reported problems in distributing aid around Gaza. The United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, said that a convoy carrying aid was refused entry to northern Gaza despite having all of the necessary paperwork. The UNICEF spokesman, James Elder, who was part of the convoy, claimed that this had become a frequent occurrence. Meanwhile, the Israeli army has disclosed the identities of 8 soldiers killed by a Hamas missile in Rafah on Saturday. Reports from Jerusalem say the soldiers had been heading to a base after an overnight mission in Rafah. Speaking on Saturday evening, the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, described it as a difficult war, but he said the country had to concentrate on destroying Hamas and freeing Israeli captives being held in Gaza. As he was speaking, protests continued in Tel Aviv, with protesters demanding a ceasefire deal with Hamas to allow hostages to return home. This conflict began after Hamas attacked Israel on the 7th of October, killing around 1,200 people and taking 251 others back to Gaza as hostages. The Hamas-run health ministry says more than 37,000 Palestinians have been killed since the start of the war, and many hundreds of thousands more have been injured or displaced. Separately, a UN body said on Saturday that around 625,000 children have been denied an education in the Gaza Strip as schools have been forced to remain closed due to the conflict. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees in the Near East said in a statement on social media that its crews continue to support Palestinian children through activities that help them to return to learning, but they said this is not enough, stressing the necessity of a ceasefire now. They say the war has robbed children in Gaza of their childhood, and survivors are suffering from deep trauma as their schools were destroyed and they lost an entire academic year without education or play. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
And the final declaration at this weekend's so-called peace summit of world leaders in Switzerland on ending the war in Ukraine is reportedly not heading for unanimous support. The summit opened after Russia, which wasn't invited, had already demanded more territory before a ceasefire. Stefan Boss reports that the standoff came as many fathers fought on the battlefields on what is Father's Day in many countries, amid concerns about thousands of forcibly displaced children.
At a mountain resort near the Swiss city of Zurich, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged world leaders of dozens of nations to help end a war in which even children are suffering.
No one had the right to kidnap the children of another nation.
He referred to about 20,000 Ukrainian children that Kiev says were deported and forcibly displaced from their homes to Russia and Russian-occupied territories since Russia's full-scale invasion began in February 2022. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau shares those concerns.
This is part of the effort that we all undertake to engage. I'm going to be focusing in particular on the issue of children stolen from Ukraine by Russia.
Only hundreds have returned home. In 2023, the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Children's Rights Commissioner Maria Lvova-Belova for the alleged unlawful deportation of children. She said some 730,000 children had been brought to Russia, most of them with their parents or other relatives, and that 2,000 children were evacuated from Ukrainian orphanages. However, she made no mention of forcible displacement. However, since Russia was not invited to the summit, it remained unclear how these and other issues would be resolved. As the summit began, Russian President Vladimir Putin demanded that Kiev give up more land, withdraw troops deeper inside its own country, and drop its efforts to join the NATO military alliance before a ceasefire could start. In addition, many invited world leaders stayed home, including U.S. President Joe Biden, who sent his vice president, Kamala Harris, instead. Yet China, which wields more influence over Russia, declined to attend the talks, and even those attending were unlikely to unanimously support the final declaration on how to end the war, with Ukraine insisting that Russia should withdraw from all territories. Hundreds of thousands have already been killed or injured, and millions of people have been displaced. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.
In Haiti, the newly installed government has announced the replacement of the head of the beleaguered National Police Force in the latest effort to respond to gang violence in the crisis-wracked country. The move comes as Haiti's new Prime Minister, Garry Conille, has faced increasing pressure to strengthen the Haitian National Police. The force has remained woefully underfunded and ill-equipped, despite being at the forefront of the battle against powerful armed gangs in the Caribbean country. Conille himself was installed by a transitional council in May after gangs earlier this year seized large swathes of the capital, Port-au-Prince, and deposed former Prime Minister Ariel Henry. And finally, in his reflections before leading the recitation of the Angelus prayer in St. Peter's Square on Sunday, Pope Francis explained how the kingdom of God is like the farmer who plants seeds that silently and steadily sprout and grow to maturity, just as the Lord places seeds of his word and grace in us, helping always that we grow in maturity of faith. Thaddeus Jones tells us more.
In his reflections before leading the recitation of the Noonday Angelus prayer, Pope Francis explained how in today's gospel, Jesus describes the kingdom of God through the image of the seed that is planted, sprouts, and grows to maturity. The Lord invites us to have confident expectation, the Pope said, as the whole process takes time and requires our trust and collaboration.
Ci vuole tempo. Ci vuole pazienza.
Even with quality and abundant seeds and well-prepared soil, a farmer needs patience and trust, the Pope observed, as the plants do not sprout immediately. Soon the seeds open and the shoots sprout through the soil and grow to bring an abundant harvest, revealing the underground miracle in progress, the Pope explained. And this great development of the plant, taking place invisibly over time, is finally visible, a process requiring not only confident patience, but also tending the land, watering it, keeping it clear for the time the plants sprout.
Anche il regno di Dio è così.
The Pope said the kingdom of God is like this also. The Lord places in us the seeds of his word and his grace, good and abundant seeds, and then, always accompanying us, he waits patiently. He added that the Lord cares for us always during the process of our own growth with the confidence of a father, but the Lord gives us time so that these seeds may open, grow, and develop to when they bear the fruits of good works. The Lord also teaches us to sow the gospel confidently wherever we are, the Pope said, and then to wait with hope as the seed may grow and bear fruit in us and others.
Io lascio seminare in me la parola.
The Pope then suggested we look at how much we sow the Word of God confidently in our own lives and whether we're patient when we do not see immediate results, but with the knowledge that we must calmly entrust all our efforts to the Lord. The Pope concluded saying, may the Virgin Mary, who welcomed and made the seed of the Word grow within her, help us to be generous and confident sowers of the gospel. I'm Dennis Jones.
And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. Join us tomorrow at this same time for more. And visit our website at Vatican News VA and follow us on Facebook, X, and Instagram. My thanks go to Daniele Giorgi in studio in the Vatican. I'm Linda Bordoni. Bye-bye.